His name is Peter Baldwin, and he's the founder of Bird Dogs Shorts. You've probably seen him on Shark Tank, where Mark Cuban obliterated his pitch. Look, Mark, he'll admit it. The invention of the first ever stretch khaki shorts that feel amazing, look amazing, and can wear literally anywhere wasn't his best idea. But he's got more, like Dog Trader. Just like Auto Trader, but you can sell your old dog. Eh? Mark, I know you'd invest if you just gave him one more shot. So go to birddogs.com/radio and join the 2 million men who think Bird Dogs shorts are a great idea. Or DM Mark Cuban and tell him to give Peter one more shot.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Morning to you. You got this. We got this. It's another Sunday that launches us forward into a Monday. Sometimes it hurts because it's the summertime and we play hard on the weekends in the summertime. I know I did. And even though I had the worst possible morning, the beach made it all better. Playing in the waves, riding the waves, getting out beyond the initial surf and onto the sandbar. Just so much fun to be on the Jersey Shore, north end of the Jersey Shore, for those who are wondering. It was a great Saturday in the sun. Not only was I with a friend, but we ran into a couple other friends, which was kind of cool, and just enjoyed it. Reminded me of in that same place, doing the same thing and feeling such joy a year ago after I'd lost my Grammy. And it was really the first joy and laughter I felt like I'd had since we had said goodbye to her. So my friend Jasmine, she's relentless when it comes to getting me in the water. She won't stop pestering me until finally I give in and I just dive in, even though I'm one of those more gradual get into the water and get cold people. There's two kinds of people in this world. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Here we are in hour number four, which kind of blows me away. Has anyone figured out what X.com is yet? We're not telling you. Just go look. I swear to you, it's not a porn site, although I suppose that would be that's XXX.com. It's not a porn site because Jay would never do that to me. It's not a site that is going to produce a bunch of pop-up windows that you can't get rid of. No, you need to go look at it. You need to go check it out. X.com. Although I would agree with you if you think it sounds and seems sketchy. Yep, I would agree with you. It definitely is. And it's a little bit disconcerting what happens when you go to X.com, especially if your Twitter is already open. Jay, how did you figure this out, by the way? Don't give it away. You're the worst at spoiling secrets, so don't give it away. You don't do it on purpose, but it happens.
It's been a while.
Okay. Only because I don't trust you anymore, so I haven't asked you anything.
That's fair. I was just perusing around
perusing
the sites and the internet, and I just saw this so happening, vague. And I was like, what the heck is going
on
here?
Meaning you saw a trend somewhere?
I saw a trend. I saw some chatter about this, and I just saw someone was like, hey, try out X.com, and I
really?
Gave it a shot.
Do you know what's trending right now with nearly 60,000 tweets? X videos.
Huh.
And we're again, it's not porn. We're not talking about triple X. No, I clicked on it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not my home computer, so if it is bad. So Jay found it just because someone suggested it. So of course, if someone suggested he jump off a bridge, he would do that too. Yeah, why not?
Seemed convincing.
Why not try it? Now X videos is trending on Twitter. But isn't that a little bit of Jay? I just saw Jay through the double pane glass go, oh my God.
I just discovered something else.
Oh
in
no.
This whole wormhole X that
thing?
We're developing. Oh, yeah.
This, is it a wormhole or a rabbit hole? Are we going to be able to escape from this? It's a black hole. It's a black hole. We're never going to be able to get out. What's more likely to succeed, Threads or X? Knowing what you know now.
X. No, not even. Yeah. Okay. Well, Threads, I think, is dead.
You think Threads is dead?
Yeah.
Threads are dead.
I think Threads is on ice, but
it's on life support.
It's not doing well. It's not doing too hot. But X is its own worst enemy. I'll say that.
Why? Without giving it away?
Because there's nothing wrong, and it doesn't need to be X.
So you're saying
X just is hurting itself.
It's almost cannibalizing itself.
I think so.
Well, it's cannibalizing. Elon is cannibalizing his own product.
It's getting people mad at it for No one asked for it to do this, and now it's doing it.
Jay ranted last week for a good 20 minutes about how he can't send DMs to potential guests anymore because Elon has changed the rules around direct messages.
He just keeps altering the rules.
What a jerk. Seriously. Why is he screwing with it?
Go check out his Twitter page now.
Okay, who's worse, Zuckerberg or Musk? Musky Zuckerberg.
I'll say Zuckerberg just because it doesn't seem like he even creates his ideas. No. So
not just that, but he's trying to rule the world. You know that, right?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
trying to be the Roman Emperor. That's what he wants. Elon Musk, I think, just gets bored. That's the sense I get. Yeah. He just gets bored.
He just like enjoys controversy.
He does.
And like being not liked by the general masses. I don't know.
I don't have any problem with him. I know that it's annoying that we don't have blue check marks anymore, but in the grand scheme of life, if that's your biggest problem, I think you're doing okay.
He's a troll.
He is. Which is why he's the perfect owner of Twitter. He thinks like them.
Formerly.
The website formerly known as Twitter. You're trying to give it away, aren't you? Just go to x.com. Go to X.
Just go to X.com.
That's what we're saying. Just trust us. It's not going to blow up your computer. It's not Mission Impossible. In 10 seconds, this message will self-destruct. It's not that. I promise. Actually, maybe I shouldn't promise because I don't know what else Elon has up his sleeve.
Would not
what if it's booby-trapped?
To write a code in there somehow where
and
if you click
trap
on...
It?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you click on X like the seventh time...
Yeah, if you click on...
Actually, it would be code. X is the 24th letter of the alphabet. Once you click on X 24 times, it self-destructs. It's a booby trap.
See, I wouldn't put it past him. Just I really wouldn't.
To play some kind of a quirky game with people.
Yeah. Coding games.
All right. Well, I guess since Twitter is losing money left and right, maybe he has to come up with something creative. Check it out and report
creative.
Back.
Creative?
It's It's not creative.
Is it what he has? Multiple companies with an X in them. SpaceX. Doesn't Tesla have an X
Did
in there somewhere?
Did you just give it away?
No.
Okay. All right. Careful.
I didn't
zip up your X. Throw up the X. It's After Hours on Facebook as well. We don't mean to ignore you, but really this is not a Facebook problem. This is a Twitter problem. Well, Twitter survived the Threads. What would you call the Threads phenomenon? Nope. The Threads wave? The Threads threat? Nope. I wouldn't even call it that.
Nah.
Survive the Threads era?
I don't even know if it was that.
The week of Threads?
So short-lived.
The Threads afterburner? It flamed out. Flamed out like an engine on Top Gun. It flamed out.
I think it's still there.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wait, did you ever look at it?
No. No.
Okay, so you think X will survive longer than Threads?
I do. I do.
We're
I think Threads is already gone. So
you think it's gone?
I don't think anyone's ever going to Threads again.
Ever.
Ever.
All right. We are. Yeah, we're just incredulous that he can't just leave well enough alone. But just go check it out. Go find X and then look at X videos because X videos are trending on Twitter. Again, I swear. Actually, I can't be held responsible if some of them are pornographic because what I've seen, that's not what it is. So it's not my fault. We have a lot to get to on this edition of the show. For heaven's sakes, there's too much really to do in the final hour, but we will pack in as much as we possibly can, which means the scorching hot Baltimore Orioles.
The righty comes set. Here's a pitch. Breaking ball, driven well. Right field. Margot looking this one back, and it is way out of here. Oh, my heavens. That one landed near the tank. And right near the Coca-Cola bottle on the walkway in right field. I think that one went off of it.
It did.
Oh, my heavens.
O'Shea fires. O'Hearn out towards left field. Fair or foul, heading for the wall. It dings off the pole, and it's a home run for Ryan O'Hearn. This guy is having an unbelievable season with the Orioles. A leadoff shot. And Poche has only given up three all season, but O'Hearn gets him here to take back the lead. 4-3 Orioles.
On Orioles Radio, this is exactly what the doctors ordered in Baltimore. Remember, they started July 6.5 games back of the Rays in the American League East, but now they've turned this into a 2-game lead. Although, let's not get all hot to trot about leading your division in the dog days of summer.
Still a lot of games to go, and that's a really good team, and they're gonna continue to win, and we just got to take care of what we need to take care of.
It's just an awesome group of guys. We all just have each other's backs, and no matter what the score is, we're all going to keep battling. And whenever they tied it up yesterday, we didn't put our heads down, and we just came back and put up another run.
Gunnar Henderson on Masson. Yeah, the team is rolling along right now, winning 12 of 15. That includes taking 3 of 4 from the Tampa Bay Rays. So the Rays are a mess. They just can't seem to come up with the big hit that's going to break it open again.
We had some good at-bats early on Wells. He's pretty tough. Didn't do him any favors by expanding too much, but just couldn't find that way to get the big hit. Ideally, this offense is too good to go that quiet for so long. So, Yandy picked us up, but like to think that we can have some better at-bats collectively to put a little bit more pressure on the pitchers.
The Rays got to Wells. I mean, he gave up 3 runs on 1 hit, 4 walks, a couple of hit batsmen. He did have a handful of strikeouts, but really was kind of wild. They just couldn't come up with the big hit. To be able to score more than 3, they go 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. So they have faded. They are still the top team in the wild card standings. And, of course, the entire American League East is included in that wild card race, as are the, oh, don't look now, a week before the trade deadline, right on cue, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Lefties are hitting .321 against that cutter.
Next pitch, and that's a shot that's hit to dead center field, and that one is a line drive home run. It is out of here. Shohei Ohtani with home run number 36 of the season. He's had 11 of them in his last 21 games, and that swing of the bat ties things up quickly. It's 1-1.
I don't know if I've seen a ball hit like that, except golf ball maybe, but that one was, he said a lot of impressive ones. I thought he lined out to center. I really did.
Shohei Ohtani had gone 0-for-3, and meaning 0 for his last 3 games. He was hitless in 3 games, but he broke out of that slump in the first inning against the Pirates on Sunday. Final home game for the Angels before the trade deadline. And don't look now, not only does Ohtani have 36 home runs, the Angels have won 6 of 8. Which means they are now just off the pace in the American League wildcard race. In fact, they sit just 4 games back. And here's the important part. Only 2 teams ahead of them. The Red Sox and the Yankees right now, I think, have the exact same record. They are 2 games out of the last wild card. The Angels are 4. There is no way. I just do not see any way that Artie Moreno, the owner of the Angels, gives the thumbs up to a trade of Ohtani before the deadline, because they're right in the mix. And we know from Ohtani himself that what he wants is to win. He wants to play for a contender. Maybe, just maybe, Moreno will tell himself, if we make the playoffs as a wild card, it's a stepping stone, he'll stay. He'll re-sign. Mike Trout's hurt. Anthony Rendon has been hurt. I mean, they've lost so many guys from their starting lineup, and yet here they are, a little fire in their bellies. So now nothing can be done except to wait with bated breath. Oh, so dramatic. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So the Angels win yesterday again, last home game before the trade deadline. Something else significant about Shohei Ohtani, and I was remembering back to the All-Star game in Seattle when Ken Rosenthal on Fox had asked Shohei through his interpreter about how he managed to stay fresh and physically fit enough to be able to handle the rigors of both pitching and daily hitting, even when we're talking about heat and the season stretching on. And one of the responses that, and I actually think he was being serious. I don't think he was being cute. One of the responses that Shohei gave was, "I sleep a lot." Yeah, well, I sleep a lot, but it's hot. It's hotter than Hades in many places right now. And so for that reason, if you saw Shohei pitch on Friday, he gave up 4 home runs for the first time in his career as a pitcher. And Phil Nevin kind of pulled him a little earlier, and people were starting to worry about whether or not it was his finger. Now they've decided to push his next start back a day.
Pitches into the 7th, and he's right there at 85 pitches. Just wasn't going to let him, you know, go to the top again. I mean, they took some good swings off him at the top. He's got some good hitters over there, and obviously, you know, he left some pitches up that got hit. Finger was fine. He ran the bases, what, 4 or 5 times today. There's a factor in that. And it just seems the more times he's on base, you know, the fatigue sets in a little earlier. So, you know, we got to that point, and I just didn't want to, you know, I had Loopy up for Sawinski, and, you know, that's just the way I was going to do that inning.
Phil Nevin from Friday. So yeah, giving him an extra day because they recognize right now the wear, the physical wear, and the fact that it's just, it's hot. And he's on the base paths so much that you really can't give him that break in between the innings when most pitchers get to take a breather. Okay, guess what's trending on Twitter now? Are you ready? Oh no, Jay. Don't make that face. I don't know what you did, but what's trending on Twitter right now is RIP Twitter. That's actually trending. That's actually trending right now. Wait, it's not gone here. Wait, do I need to refresh? Okay, I'm trying not to give it away. But trending right now on Twitter is RIP Twitter. Okay, here we go. Nope, I still have the bird. Jay, how'd you get rid of the bird? Is it on your phone?
I want him back.
Well, I have the bird. Come get the bird.
He's gone. The bird has flown the coop.
He's not gone. He's on both my phone app as well as on the laptop. I see the bird. The bird is still alive.
Give it a couple minutes.
And scratching. He's still scratching. Have you guys figured out what the X is yet? Throw up the X.
Oh my God, the bird is gone.
The bird is not gone. The blue bird is still right on the top of my Twitter column.
Refresh?
I did refresh. The bird is not... The bird is gone.
Is he gone for you? He's gone.
That was so crazy. I refreshed, and as I refreshed, the page disappeared, and nothing but the X was in the middle.
What is this happening? This is real.
Why is Elon Musk doing it right now at 5:17 Eastern Time, 2:17
LA time? People are going to start their work day, their work week. They're going to wake up and just be confused.
Wait, does Twitter.com still work?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't think about that.
What? Do I have to download an X app? I'm not downloading an app named X. That's sketchy.
I think Twitter should work. It looks like Twitter still works for now, but it looks like we refresh and something crazy happens every time.
Oh, my gosh. The bird. Long live the bird. The bird is dead.
I will miss that bird.
Long live the blue bird. Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe it. I hate the new thing.
Right now. Why? Why do you hate X? Well, I don't love it, but I'm just saying, why do you hate X?
I don't like what it represents.
What does it represent?
Greed.
Elon Musk takeover? Oh, he's going to make more money because he named it X?
Yeah.
I just gave it away. These are the things that are trending right now on Twitter. RIP Twitter, which cracks me up. How can that actually be trending on? Never mind. It'll blow your mind. And hashtag TwitterX. Also, it's trending with PayPal. Of course it is, because they're going to make us pay for something else.
Oh, you want the bird back? Yeah, you can pay $14.99 a month and have the bird.
Have you yet gone to the company, the powers that be, to ask them if they will pay for us to be verified so you can use DMs again?
No.
Why? I thought you were going to do that.
Because it was the weekend. That's why. That's really the only reason.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Twitter is... Maybe Twitter's demise is not greatly exaggerated now, but instead... Kind of like the Angels. It was left on life support, left for dead, but will rise again. That's crazy. X. I can't type in X.com. That's just, it's goofy.
I hate it.
Right now, if you go to X.com, Twitter pops up. I'm telling you, mind blown. Twitter pops up.
It's not Twitter anymore.
It's X.
Yeah.
Is there no use? No, because it still says show. It still says tweets, though. So what are we going to call them now? Expressions?
That's it. That's a good one.
What else can we call them?
I like expressions.
You do?
That's pretty good.
I'm going to express myself, but it's not EX. It's just X. I'm going to excommunicate. There we go. I'm going to excommunicate X. I'm going to exist on X.
It's just, again, like, who asked for this?
Well, you didn't.
No, like.
This is crazy, though. Where did he come up with this?
The bird back.
Why X? Why X?
Because everything he does has an X in it. For some reason.
Except his name. Maybe he's mad that his parents didn't name him Rex.
Xavier? Or Rex?
Or Tex. Or Dex.
Dex, yeah.
Or Mex, as in Tex-Mex. Oh, there we go. I like it. US. Okay. The bird is... My bird, not that bird. The bird is gone. It's now an X. Check out Twitter. See, let me check the app on my phone to see if that also happened, because it did. I'm no joke. I refreshed it on my laptop and everything disappeared except for an X in the middle of the page. And then when Twitter came back, it was an X in the corner instead of the bird. Nope. I still have the bird on my app though.
Maybe he hasn't gotten to the app program yet. Just the
jerk.
Looking at it again, though, it is a little classy, I will say. Okay. I don't like it, but it's kind of classy.
It's growing on you. It took all of an hour and a half for it to grow on you. You were so stressed about it, and now you're good?
I don't like it. I don't respect it, but it's looking okay the more I'm looking at it. Maybe I'll get used to it.
Accept
maybe I
the
won't,
X.
But
that's going to be the new mantra, accept the X.
No, I don't think it'll ever be accepted. I think it's always going to be an outcast, but...
All right. Coming up, really, really cool moment for one American golfer who has certainly bided his time. Yeah, people are now sending me screenshots of their Twitter/X on their laptop. What else do we want to do? I mean, there's no way we can't get to everything that we want to do. Oh, you know what, though? Two members of the Commanders, they are weighing in about the future of football in Washington. Did you hear about the super secret running back Zoom call? Uh-oh. Except Nick Chubb, he threw up the X and he broke the trust. He told us what was happening. All right, so check out, I don't even know what to say. Check out A-Law Radio on X.
You can find us on X.
You can, no, yes. I don't know. You just said you liked it.
No, the logo itself is looking kind of classy, but the whole idea and like I don't like, but just the actual X.
He's just bored. He's
probably
bored. Yeah,
but it's
Bob says he still has the bird. Just give it a second, Bob. Bob the bird. Just give it a second.
Do we know where Elon is or what time
it
is for
him? Do you think Mark Zuckerberg is sitting back giggling because Elon cannot leave well enough alone? He beat back the Threads threat that wasn't really a threat at all, and now he's messing with Twitter.
He's got Elon in his own head.
How do you teach an entire globe that you've changed it from Twitter to X? How do you spread the word with that?
He just did it. He's just not even going to care about that. He's just, this is what it is now.
Do you think he woke up his design department in the middle of the night and said, I've had an epiphany. We have to work on this right now.
I think he probably fired his design department long ago and he did it himself.
He just
That's
did it with like a program on his computer.
Yeah. It doesn't seem to work well with others.
It craps me up. It does crap me up. It just cracks me up that on Twitter is trending RIP Twitter. It's a little bit of a oxymoron, is it not? All right. Well, we've done our good duty by informing you. We keep the peeps informed. Jay, I don't know what you're doing in there, but stop freaking out.
I just pulled up the page and it's just blah, right there. I don't like it anymore. I take it back.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence and a freaking out producer, Jay.
It's not classy. It's menacing.
All right. Stop interrupting me. It's menacing. It's not menacing. It's just a letter. Stop it. You're not that much of a pansy. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
That's them.
And Harmon makes his history at Hoylake.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You know me, I love alliteration. History at Hoylake for Harmon. Harmon's history at Hoylake. Fantastic. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. This is an incredible story. It's an incredible story of determination, of commitment. It's not like Brian Harmon is scuffling along and barely qualifying. No, he's ranked in the top 30 in the world, but it had been 6+ years since he'd won a tournament. And I'm sure there were times that he wondered if he'd ever have a shot at a major. But he didn't just, pardon my stomach that's growling. He didn't just win his first major championship at Royal Liverpool. He survived the driving rain that never let up almost the entire day. I watched most of the final round when I got home from church, and I never saw a break in the rain. Driving rain, hecklers. There were hecklers because he was golfing with Tommy Fleetwood, who was the favorite. But Tommy is local. He grew up close to Royal Liverpool. And then John Rahm, who didn't really mount a challenge on Sunday, but did on Saturday. He was -8 on Saturday. Really impressive. That was before the driving rain. Rory McIlroy birdied 3 of his first 6 holes. Harmon himself had a couple of early bogeys. He survived all of that to win his first ever major at 36 years old. And I said this earlier, I cannot pronounce the actual proper name of Thor's hammer. It does have a name. I can't pronounce it. It's some kind of special ethnic name I cannot pronounce. But this was akin to Thor's hammer. It gave him special powers. Oh, it was his lightsaber. I don't know why I didn't go with that in the first place. Brian Harmon had the fewest number of putts of any major winner over the course of the tournament since they started keeping track. He crushed the competition with his putter. Started with a 5-shot lead, finished with a 6-shot lead. And as John Rahm said, resistance was futile against Brian Harmon.
It's golf. He won by 6. He won by 6. It's not like he won by 2 or 3. He won by 6. So there's nothing really any of us could have done. There's nothing any of us could have done.
Nothing any of us could have done. Congratulations to Brian Harmon. He didn't care about crying because he was already soaking wet from the rain there in Hoylake, England. It was definitely not beach weather on Sunday in Hoylake. Oh my gosh. It's not a day to be at the lake in Hoylake. I know. I'm the only one who finds myself amusing. Okay, please forgive me. But yeah, he actually was stressed out a little bit by the rain when he first got out there.
I'm looking at the forecast. I'm like, yeah, what the hell they know? And I get out here, it was Armageddon. It was bad. It was really, really tough. And I haven't historically done very good in the rain. It's just always bugged me. So I was really proud of the way that I struck the ball in the rain today.
It wasn't just raining. It was torrential downpours. It was nonstop. It refused to let up.
It was Armageddon.
It was Armageddon. So then how do you celebrate your first ever major championship, your first victory in 6+ years? How do you mark this monumental occasion?
I had a nice week a couple weeks ago, and I bought a new tractor for my hunting place. So I'll get home and I'll be on the tractor mowing grass in the next week. I'll be very excited about that.
So that's going to be your reward. You're going to ride your tractor.
Yeah, I might take a whole day and just put my phone away and go get on the tractor.
I'm a little bit lost because I've never known an open champion celebrate by mowing grass on a tractor.
It's a lot of layers, man. I'm like an onion. It's a 105 horse Kubota tractor, and it's going to be a pretty one. I haven't told my wife how much I spent on it. So.
You know what he reminded me of? Didn't Madison Bumgarner just want to go hang out on, was it North Carolina farm? He had a farm somewhere, and all he wanted to do was hang out on his farm.
I think it was in Arizona somewhere.
A farm in Arizona?
Somewhere. He had a ranch or something like that, I think it was.
Okay.
And that's why I think that heavily influenced his decision to sign with the Diamondbacks at the time.
Oh, okay, got it. Anyway, that's what it reminded me of. I don't recall any other athlete ever who mentioned a kimono dragon. Is that what he said?
It's a 105-horse Kubota tractor.
Whatever. I was close enough. Good for Brian Harman. Pretty amazing. But my favorite response was the one about whether or not he feels validated now by this win.
It's been a lot of work. I'm 36 years old. I've put a lot of time, a lot of sacrifice into this game. So to be able to take a minute and just be like, I did it for a week, I did it.
A lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of blood, sweat, tears. A lot of failure, right? A lot of coming close. He had multiple second place finishes over the course of the stretch where he had a drought. And then he goes out and he blows away the field in the driving rain. And yeah, as we say, there were hecklers, people that wanted to see Tommy Fleetwood and Rory McIlroy win instead of Brian.
Yeah, Fleetwood and Rory's making a run, Fleetwood and it's fine. Everybody's got their team they're rooting for. I heard them, and I don't hold any. If they wanted me to not play well, they should have been really nice to me.
He was getting booed. Who gets booed? It's England, for heaven's sakes. Who gets booed on the golf course in England in the driving rain?
That's rough.
As if it's not miserable enough to be out there in the driving rain. They're booing the American. Oh, well, up your nose with a rubber hose. American Brian Harman really never flinched. Thor! I don't have the cool voice. Thor!
Thor!
That was actually pretty close. Thor! Why do I sound like a man? Stop sounding like a man, Amy.
Thor!
Thor!
Not too far off.
I'd rather talk about Thor than talk about what's happening on X / Twitter / X. What do we call it now?
X is what he wants us to.
Too bad. I go against the flow. I go against the X. X marks the spot. Oh, just think about what we can do with the letter X. This is going to be fun, actually. But do you think X dies out as quickly as Threads became a non-threat?
I think X is here to stay.
I think X is here to stay.
Because he controls it. So as long as he wants it to be X, it's going to be X.
X as in ex-wife, ex-husband, ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Ex-love, ex-partner, ex-company, ex-employer. There's just so much we can do with the X. Existential.
Yeah.
I'm all about it now. All right, coming up. Well, actually, I wanted you to hear from Rory, just because Rory is still on a major drought that goes back 9 years, and he's close. I mean, what did John Rahm tell us? He won by six. It was futile to resist, but Rory did put himself on the leaderboard at least with Sunday on the horizon.
Over the last 2 years, would I have loved to have picked one of those off that I finished up there? Absolutely, but every time I tee it up, most times I tee it up, I'm right there. So, I can't sit here and be too frustrated. My game's in you think about my performances in the majors between like 2016 and 2019, it's a lot better than that. So, I'm optimistic about the future and just got to keep plugging away.
We're asking you on this edition of the show, one sports figure that you could listen to for an entire week. It's not Aaron Rodgers. Just, it's not. No one said Aaron Rodgers. And no one said Baker Mayfield yet either. Phil Mickelson? Anyone want to listen to Phil for an entire week? I think the shine may have come off that. How about Rory McIlroy, who hates Liv? I hate Liv. I can't do it.
Hate Liv.
I hate Liv. I have to hear him first before I can.
Like, I hate Liv.
I hate Liv. I could listen to him or someone with a cool British accent, the reporter that was talking to Brian Harman. We talked Roger Federer, right, because he's on the Waze app. We could listen to Roger Federer for an entire week. Giannis with his dad jokes. I could listen to an Aussie for an entire week. It's kind of cool to hear from, say, Cam Smith, who was the defending champion for an entire week. That'd be fun. What athletes could you listen to for an entire week? I promise Jay, I keep stealing Jay's thunder and coming up with names that he's already come up with. I've got mine. He's got his. You've got yours. I don't even know whether I should say find us on Twitter anymore. Is that about to become obsolete?
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist anymore except for on X. Exists.
Find us on X.
Find us on Extra. Find us on Exemplary. Okay, then. I'm just going to let it go for now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I would like to hear from Peter Schwartz for an entire week with no one else. Actually, that was Jay's answer.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
First pitch on the way to Ozzie Albies, and he hits a high fly ball out to deep left center field, back to the wall. Ozzie wrecks that thing! A three-run homer! And the Braves take the lead in the eighth. Couldn't have come at a better time, as the Braves have been searching for that big base hit all day, and they finally solved the Brewer bullpen here in the eighth. And we indeed get that air show inside the ballpark. 4-2 Atlanta.
I actually want to be in those spots. It's fun when you can help the team with something to win the games and score runs. So to me, it's exciting when you get in those great spots.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, the Atlanta Braves are at it again against the Milwaukee Brewers. Ozzie Albies put them up 4-2 with that blast in the eighth. You hear it on Braves radio. And then he says, oh, yeah, put me in, coach. Team goes 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. But that was the big blow. Also, for the Milwaukee Brewers, they're still locked in a battle with the Reds because the Reds have won 5 straight. I wouldn't say it's time to hit the gas. You can't go all gas, no brakes at this point. For instance, we talked about the Angels giving Shohei Ohtani an extra day, recognizing there's still a long way to go. It's a long season. Brandon Hyde says, hey, we lead the AL East in July. Wake me when it's September. So there's a lot of real estate left, but still, you can see the teams right before the trade deadline that could potentially be buyers versus sellers, and that's why it's critical right now. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on, I don't know what to say now, X Twitter. You can find me on Twitter X. You can find me on Twitter, A Law Radio. If you don't know what I'm talking about and I say X, well, then there becomes a problem, right?
Xer.
You can find me exiting the building.
Surely.
I'm just going to say A Law Radio or our show Twitter X. Our show X.
Our show
X. Our show got X'd. After Hours CBS, we want to know which athlete you would most like. Well, athlete, coach, general manager. Maybe it's a broadcaster. Maybe it's a broadcaster. I've seen some John Maddens. Which sports figure would you most like to listen to from now until the week is done? Just an entire week of this particular person. We've got some really good answers. Jay, what are your answers?
First, I'm going with Klay Thompson.
I like it. He's so understated, and yet he definitely gets into a mood.
He's just so, like, real and so honest in his answers, and he's funny and, like, genuine. So I respect his answers.
I like that.
Going Klay Thompson. Second, I'm going with Eric Spoelstra.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I love listening to him break down a game, and I feel like he can just motivate anybody. Just when he talks, I listen. So Eric Spoelstra. Number three, Pete Carroll.
Oh, yes, Pete Carroll. He's just a goof. Is he chomping on his gum while he's doing that?
He's just hilarious.
Yeah. All right. Well, you give me a new one. I love Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler don't play. And yet he is so unique. I just have such a good time listening to Jimmy Butler. I'll also take playoff mad Mike Malone. He's just angry and snarky in the playoffs, right? This media room sucks.
You put that in your pipe, you smoke it.
Yeah, that too. Don't come after his MVP, because then you're really on his bleep list.
What a great day to celebrate a championship, but we're not done yet. We're some greedy bastards, baby. We're some greedy bastards.
Mike Tomlin, ultimately, though, and if you're going to give me some Dan Campbell, I could definitely be swayed. Campbell does not want you to hype up the Lions, right? Because that's the opposite of what they need to hear right now.
I think, as always, the thing that's going to worry you is the hype train. I mean, as with most coaches, you know, this thing is just taking off and it's out of control right now. And And that's fine as long as we stay focused on the job at hand and the work. I just keep going back to that. We got to put the work in and earn it.
I do agree with him, but I love how measured he's become. He was a lunatic before, but now all of a sudden he has to be a mature coach.
I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic.
I mean, I don't believe you ever. I promise you.
And that's fine. That's
fine. I promised you could hear from a couple of the Washington Commanders about the big change in the nation's capital.
Terry McLaurin.
Jonathan Allen.
Yes, sir. We here at the owner's press conference welcoming our new owners. We're excited to enter this new day.
Looking forward for a new season, man.
Yeah,
there's
man.
Been a lot of things going on, so to have this new ownership group come in and just really just give us a refresh, you know, feeling in the city is huge. So we're looking forward to see you guys at training camp and at first preseason game.
He said it all, man. We appreciate your support. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
Go, Commanders.
From Commander's Twitter, there's a lot going on, he said. Commander's X? Maybe I can't call it Twitter anymore. There's a party all weekend in D.C. I bet there are some Commanders fans who would like to hear from Josh Harris for an entire week with no breaks. Lindsay on Facebook goes with Deion Sanders. All right. He definitely can inspire you. John on Facebook, the Kelsey brothers ribbing each other constantly. Jeff goes with Bob Uecker or Vin Scully. Both supremely gifted storytellers. Let's see. Dawn says Walter Payton. I like that one. Pam goes with Mike Schmidt. Got to be careful how I say that. Elaine says Mike Trout. Interesting. What does he actually say? Bob says Bobby Bowden. Rob goes with Joey Votto. Brianna, Bob Costas. And then Harry says Yogi, as in Yogi Berra, no contest. All right, we'll continue with this. Survive your Monday. We're back tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Hi, my name is PJ Vogt. I host the podcast Search Engine, where every week I hunt down the answers to the questions I can't get out of my head. Like, why are drug dealers poisoning their customers with fentanyl? Or, is my local sushi restaurant a part of an international scam? Or, how sad are the monkeys at the zoo? If you, like me, find this world bewildering, but also sometimes enjoy being bewildered by it, check out the show on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen.